It's a classic holiday film that's been charming audiences for generations.
I'm dreaming of a white
Christmas,
just like the ones I used to know.
In fact, for many, no holiday season is complete without sitting down to watch the 1954 picture starring Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Vera Ellen, and Kentucky's own Rosemary Clooney. Now, with the help of another famous Kentuckian, people have the chance to experience the classic film in a more up-close and personal way. White Christmas, the exhibit at the Kentucky History Center in Frankfort, gathers the costumes, props, and other items associated with the film all in one room, many for the first time in decades.
And we try to create the timeline in the movie with the costumes that we had, with the red robe that Rosemary wears throughout the movie. This is the robe she has when she kisses Bing Crosby in the inn. But the first time you see it, she's backstage at Novello's.
That's our tour guide, former Miss America Heather French Henry, the curator of the Rosemary Clooney House in Augusta, which loaned the items for this special show.
And all of these costumes are also from Edith Head, who was the most notable costume designer, really, of all time. You don't even have to know about costume design, and you know the name Edith Head. And what I find very interesting from a designer's perspective is not only the delicate manner with which these costumes are in and how they were made, but their journey beyond White Christmas of how we found these items. So as you go through the exhibit, there are several telephones that you can pick up, and it's me telling the story of how we were able to acquire these items, where they came from, where they were, the condition they were in once we found them.
The exhibit is laid out much like a movie set.
So when you come, you'll see the two sisters' dresses in the fan from the sister scene. And then you'll come into the back of the exhibit and you see a chorus girl costume and a Vera Ellen costume from what we call the Mandy scene. And then you have the cast party scene. So those of us who really love White Christmas, that's really how you talk about the film.
It's also an interactive experience.
You can stand in front of a green screen and actually do the sister stands with a blue fan. And all of a sudden, you're transported into Novello's, into the scene.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never had.
And judging from some of the people we talked to, it's playing to rave reviews.
Fun, isn't it, ladies?
It is. I love it.
You're seeing yourself up on the screen?
Yeah. Yes, I was looking to do the fan dance. So. Yeah, it's like you can hide your... There you go. Look at that. Ta-da! Hey there, guys! Hi!
And that includes Kentucky History Center Senior Curator Julie Kemper.
I grew up singing these songs. I know them backwards and forwards. My godmother gave me the movie when I was a kid. And it's just that joy of being able to create these scenes and knowing, oh, yes, that's the music box that Danny Kaye used while Bing Crosby sang White Christmas for the first time. It's those little details that we tried to meet.
White Christmas, the exhibit, aims to rekindle fond holiday memories while also reaching a new generation of fans.
I want moms and families to bring young children and to pass this piece of American classic theater and musical to their children. And that's really what we found has happened.
White Christmas, the exhibit, is open Tuesdays through Sundays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. through January 30th. Additional information is available at history.ky.gov/white-christmas.
And may all your Christmases be white.
For WUKY News, I'm Alan Lytle.